I believe art can change the world, cross boundaries of language, culture, religion, political positions, and transcend communications, going straight to the core of our humanity. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Behind the Canvas. This is episode 00, and I'm calling it that because it's not really a full episode. It's just like a short summary to introduce you to what the podcast series is all about. Think of this episode like an About Me page on a website. Simply explains what the show will cover, who I am, and what you can expect going forward. Okay, so Behind the Canvas is about real talk and the real life of professional artists. Insider backstage discussions on running a creative business, showing your work, daily rhythms, and helping you take your place as an artist entrepreneur. Now, you don't have to be an artist to be here, but I believe that everyone is creative and has some contribution of creativity. And we're going to talk a lot about fine art perspective of painting here. I'm a painter and I have lots of artist friends who are more focused on fine art, some a little more craft, and all is good. We're going to pull in other parts of ourselves like writing, illustration, and more, and even a creative lifestyle that I like to call your creative backbeat. You don't need a professional studio or a degree from an art institute. It doesn't matter if you are just beginning as an artist or an artist with a long professional career. Now, I've been working professionally as an artist for well over 15 years, and I'm self-educated. I got an art gift set as a child, and then I took art seriously for the first time in my early 20s, and I started with commissions from celebrity families and winemakers in the Napa Valley. Then I completely went away from art to explore lots of entrepreneurial adventures, and it's kind of artistic in another way. So finally, and then I worked my way back to the art industry and art publishing, creating my own art, opening my own gallery, and mentoring artists around the world. Most people that lead with an artistic outlook want to dive in and create art in an art business, but they don't often have a trusted friend or anyone that will openly show them how or guide them along the way. Well, on my website, creativetempo.com, and here on this show, Behind the Canvas, I want to be like that trusted friend and also bring in other artists and experts to share their stories, tips, tools, and information as well. So between what I share and the other experts I bring on the show, that we can all learn together and work toward encouraging each other in our artistic and creative goals. In case you're wondering who I am, let me explain where I'm coming from. I love learning new things. I devour books. I'm a multi-passionate adventurer, artist, and the founder of creativetempo.com website. This podcast is an extension of that online artist community, where I help artists turn pro. I'm also co-owner of an artisan candle company that I run with my amazing husband, and I'm a mom of a beautiful boy. I write, I paint, I work on creative projects and commissions as well. My art has won awards, and I've shown in some of the top art shows in the country, and I've been featured in the media. But really, I'm more of an introvert and love being behind the scenes. I can come out and play as an extrovert when I need to, and I even ran a PR company for a number of years. But my favorite place is to do whatever I can to encourage, facilitate, connect, and help other artists. I've also worked since I was 13, from starting with babysitting gigs and scrubbing toilets and helping as a nurse's aide to founding my own special event business. I've experienced some amazing life-changing joy and successes and heartaches that I did not think I could live through. Each lesson, each experience has led me forward, and my natural tendency is to happily go off and wander in the woods as an introvert by nature and soft-spoken, and a podcast is the last thing I ever thought about doing, and now I am doing it to show up and to practice what I tell other artists to do and be able to offer encouragement in a portable way to you along your journey. I grew up with an entrepreneurial mindset, and I have lots of ideas and optimism. And that, along with my adventurous and artistic spirit, I followed my heart through many amazing experiences. I started my own event production and promotions company, learning to fly helicopters, and part of a 6-person strategy team that brought international attention to the Native American culture during the 2002 Olympics. I was on the startup team for health clubs in San Francisco and Arizona, published books for artists, wine labels for just about every single winery in California. Now, here's where I need your help. My plan for this podcast is to release a new episode every Monday, so as you go through your week, you can put tips and insights into practice, explore the tools and resources we cover, and schedule time to work on your art and art business through the weekend before the next weekly episode. Every episode will have show notes on my website at creativetempo.com, and the style of the episodes will likely alternate between a topic or tips I want to share with you, interviews with experts, the occasional rant, or even a Q&A. I'll keep it about 30 minutes and some days a whole lot less. I value and appreciate your time, and I will work to make these podcasts to the point and valuable for you. Through your reviews and comments, please guide me to focus on what you need the most. I appreciate you listening, sharing your review, your comments, and subscribing to the show, sharing it with your friends that you know who would love to be included. I look forward to your questions and our time together in each episode. I also invite you to join us in the Artist Library. It's the membership area of Creative Tempo. It's free, and when you join, you get immediate access to my quick start guide, the Artist's Guide to Action, and a growing library of resources that you can access anytime. I think I have about 20 or 30 items in there now that are completely free when you have a membership to the Artist Library area. I have lots more resources coming, and I'm so excited to share it with you. Another great way to participate in Behind the Canvas is to apply to be a guest or recommend an artist friend for an interview. Go to creativetempo.com and click on the podcast link, and you'll find all the links you need to submit an application for an upcoming episode. Check it out on creativetempo.com. Now's the time to subscribe, and I'll meet you back here on the podcast next week. Until then, keep your creative tempo going. Bye for now.